Hello, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Michelle. How may I help you today?
Yes, my name is Penny Graham, and I have a charge from your company on my credit card, and I did not order anything from your company.
Okay, can I have your zip code so I can pull this up for you?
Yes, 98837.
98837. Okay, can I
Yes.
have a name for that?
My name is Penny Graham, and that's the name on the card.
Can I have the last name?
And Graham, Graham. And my
Okay.
husband's name is also on the card. His last name is Greer.
Can you give me that
Richard.
first name? Richard
Richard.
Greer?
Yes.
Okay. Can you verify that shipping address for me?
Pardon me?
Can you verify that shipping address for me?
It would be 1701 East Burr Avenue, Moses Lake, Washington, 98837.
Okay. Is there any other address that's on that card under his name?
We are forwarding mail from 601 South Pioneer Way.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, that is the address that I have here. Okay. One moment while I take a look at your account, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, so I am seeing that on March the 8th, you did order a fitness watch, the
A
earbuds,
what?
the fitness watch and the earbuds. It's called the Melody Watch and the Melody Pods.
I don't think so.
You don't recall taking any survey or anything like that?
Melody watch, and what was the other item?
Some ear pods. Some like headphones.
And
So on the 8th,
what's the charge on that?
okay. So on the 8th, you were charged the $7.92, the
Yeah.
$5.97. That was for the watch and the ear pods, and $195 for a insurance. So that was on the 8th. And then on the 24th, we billed you for the full amount of those two products.
Well, hold on just a second, if you would please,
Yes,
because I
ma'am.
need to confer with my husband if he remembers ordering that.
Okay, ma'am.
And this was connected with taking a survey, is that what you said?
You could have took a survey, yes, ma'am. A survey, yeah, most likely a survey.
Okay. Hold on. Are you available? Are you still on the
What are
phone?
we doing?
Are you still on the phone?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Did you order a Melody watch or ear pods?
If they were free, yeah.
I want you to talk to my husband. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Hello, sir. She is calling about the charges that you see on your account, and I'm telling her that on the 8th of March, you ordered a watch, some ear pods, and $195 with the insurance. Well, it was a free trial, yes, sir. And in those 14 days, you could have called back to
cancel.
I've
never seen them.
Sir?
Oh, I have never seen those products.
They have not been shipped to your house?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
We haven't had any sign of any of this.
Okay, now the address that I do have on file for you is 601 S Pioneer Way.
Yes.
Sioux F.
Moses
is that?
Lake.
Do you pick up your products,
yeah.
your shipments from there?
We just checked the mail there yesterday.
Okay. And you're saying that you did not receive any of these products?
Saturday.
There hasn't been any of these things have not shown up. And when I did order them, it was said that this would not cost me anything.
Okay, sir. Well, what you paid for was the shipping for these products, and it was a free trial, yes, but you had 14 days to try out the product. Go ahead, sir.
If I haven't received the product, it's hard to have a 14-day free trial.
Yes, sir, but our system is showing that all of these were shipped.
Well, when I receive the package, I won't open them. I'll say return to sender because we haven't had any package that we could choose to open or not open them yet.
Okay, sir.
So if they come, what will they say on the outside?
Well, it has a tracking number, so let me see if I can track this for you. See if...
Okay.
1 minute, please.
Sure.
Okay, it says that it was delivered at a front desk, a reception, mailroom.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says it delivered to on...
When?
March the 12th.
Oh, my gosh, that's a long time ago. It
says
delivered March 12th.
Yes, sir. It delivered March the 12th. It says right here at 10:19 a.m. at the front desk.
Wasn't delivered here.
No, that's at 601 South Pioneer Way.
I know.
That's called a UPS store. And the UPS store would be very reliable. They wouldn't not give us a package if it came.
Okay, sir.
So it must have not come.
Well, it did confirm me that it did ship. Let me see. All it says here is your item was delivered to the front desk, the reception area, at 10:19 a.m. on March the 12th in Moses Lake, Washington. So.
Front desk.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll go down there and talk to them.
Yes, sir. Well, go see if...
Could have happened.
Yeah. You should go see if, you know, you received the products because they are shipped.
Well, we didn't receive them. No.
Yes, sir.
We didn't receive them. I know that.
Yes, sir. Well, if they have it.
They're saying they were delivered.
Mm-hmm.
So if they were saying they delivered, then somebody's going to, you know, they can look up who was working or whatever.
Yes, sir. Well, you can't
believe anybody would fool with it.
Do you want that tracking number?
Yes.
So you can confirm it with them? Okay.
Yes.
Do you have anything to write this with?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So it'll be 9 4 0 0 1 1 1 1 0 8 4 0 0 8 0 3 9 3 4 0 8 4.
Okay.
I know that was a long number, so yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay, I'm ready. It's 9 4 0 0 1 1 1 1 0 8 4 0 0 8 0 3 9 3 4084.
That is correct, sir. That is a tracking number.
Okay. I will go down there and we'll figure out what happened here.
Yes, sir. And if there's any other problems, you're more welcome to call back, sir, and fix anything else.
Which number? Which number would I call?
The same number that you're calling right now.
My wife must have called
it. This is the number I called.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we have the number.
Okay, yes, sir.
All right.
Well, make sure you call back, okay?
All right.
All right, have
Who
a good day, sir.
To?
Michelle.
Who am I talking to? Huh?
Michelle, sir. Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome, sir. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Well, honey.
She